Chapter 3 Matthew shook Carrie into movement because she was mesmerized by the giant cat. They both dived into the safety of the water as a black and white paw swished across the lily pads, making a gust of wind behind them. Swimming underwater, they headed for the fountain, which they hoped would provide a safe shelter. They swam past the stems of the water lilies, saw the goldfish, Spotty and Goldie, close by, and resurfaced at the concrete base of the statues. As their heads broke the surface at the lower rim of the fountain, they looked through the sprays of water for the cat and spotted it pawing the water where they had dived in. "I hope the goldfish have got to safety," said Carrie. "They would hide as soon as there was a disturbance," said Matthew. "Come on, let's explore inside the fountain." He was already climbing to where a cherub's foot rested on the stone plinth of the fountain. Underneath the cherub's legs, there was a gap, into which they both clambered, dripping water as they went. Now that they were only 12 centimeters high, they just came up to the cherub's knees, and it was like going into a cave underneath the fountain. As they ventured further inside, they were surrounded by a myriad of rainbow-colored rays as the sun shone through the sprays of water into the cave. Carrie was checking the walls for spiders. She was even frightened of tiny spiders, and she didn't fancy meeting any giant ones. But it was obviously too damp for them in there, because there wasn't even the sign of a web. As Carrie wandered around examining the ceiling, Matthew had found something interesting on the floor. "Hey, Carrie," he called. "There are some letters on the floor. Look, I'm standing on an R, and here's a T." Carrie went over to him, saying, "It's probably the name of the company who made the fountain. Let's see what it says. Where's the beginning? Here's a V." They followed the trail of letters round in a circle and found the beginning. The letters went round in a spiral towards the center of the circle. Matthew read it aloud. "Whether you be sprite or mortal, none must ever pass this portal."
"Portal?" said Carrie. "What's a portal?"
"I seem to remember a portal was a kind of gate in a story I once read. But I don't see any gates around here. Anyway, what's a sprite?"
"Oh, I know that one," said Carrie. "A sprite is a kind of fairy, and a mortal is a human being, like us.
But if we can't see the gate, how do we know where we can't go? Perhaps we've already gone through it."
"What would happen to us if we did go through it? It sounds very scary. I think we'd better go back to the rockery and see if we can wish ourselves back to normal size. I don't like being small when there's giant cats and scary messages around," said Carrie.
For once, Matthew agreed. He was finding the cavern a little spooky as well. So together they went back to the opening. They were taking a last look back before leaving when Carrie thought she heard something.